We said Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 12 wives. All of them, he got married to them as revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for desire. And we proved that in many different occasions. One man, actually, he says he's da'iyah, not a scholar or anything. He was to one trip to Europe where he met one of the chief priests over there. So they were talking like two gentlemen, talking friendly and everything. The priest said to that da'iyah, to that Muslim, he said, I am sorry, but I cannot respect a man who got married to 10 wives. So now, instead of getting upset and yelling at him, he said, in your religion, do you love Prophet Sulaiman? They said, of course we do. Prophet Dawood, they call him David. He said, of course we do. He said, but it's known that they got married to more than 10. So the man did not know what to say. One beautiful thing many people do not know, most prophets got married to more than one wife. Sulaiman and Dawood in the tens of wives. And nobody says anything about why did they do that. So why are they all just following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Prophet Ibrahim. We know Prophet Ibrahim had more than one wife. Most prophets had a lot of wives. Why are you talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Now in terms of Aisha radiallahu anha, getting married to Aisha, although we said we're going to go through all the wives, now we're still in the introduction, inshallah. We're going to start with Khadija radiallahu anha, as we said, and end with Maymuna radiallahu anha, inshallah. But we're just saying here, points here and there. Aisha radiallahu anha, the beautiful thing is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered by Allah by sending Jibreel. And he even said that, oh Aisha, Allah ordered me and he showed me some kind of image of you between some bushes telling me to marry you. Now what's the wisdom behind this? Aisha was young when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to her. And all the companions say, no one knows the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs salah better than Aisha. Of course, his wife, she's looking at him all the time. If you want to learn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way 100% how he performed salah, you ask Aisha radiallahu anha. Now, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, Aisha radiallahu anha kept teaching people how to pray for 40 years. 40 years following the legacy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great wisdom. And this is one part of the answer. When we talk about Aisha radiallahu anha, we say the story from the beginning to the end, inshallah. So may Allah increase our knowledge. We said we want to love our Prophet more, we want to love our religion more and be proud of our religion. And when people come to us with these questions, when we have knowledge, we can have the best answer for their questions. And believe it or not, some people, when they get the answer, some of them even accept Islam because they have been trying too hard to find these questions. If we give them the answers, they might accept Islam. So may Allah increase our knowledge and give us all Jannah.